Here we want to create a list of tuples. If you put S len S between parentheses, it will be a tuple.
Like so.
Excellent. And it should be close to. Thank you. So again, we split the sentence into a list of words. We go over the words. And for each word, we need the word itself and the length of the word. Since they are in parentheses, they will be put in a tuple. Okay. Homework, finish all these exercises. We have already seen how to reverse a string. We use this trick, colon, colon, minus one. It also works with a list, and it also works with a tuple. So we have a list, 1, 5, 6. We can put here immediately this colon, colon, minus 1. And it returns with a reversed copy. And it also works with tuples. 1, 5, 6 is a tuple. You can reverse it. The result is always a new object, a new list, or a new string, or a new tuple. Good. Now I would like to see something in Python 2 first. So, now I am using an older version, Python 2. After that, we will see it in Python 3. Let's import sys. And there is, at least in Python 2, there is a constant, sys.maxInt, which is the largest number that you can store in a register. This number depends on whether you have a 32-bit machine or a 64-bit. Here, although I have a 64-bit machine, the Python 2 version is 32-bit. So this number is the largest number, an integer, that you can store in 32-bit, in a register whose size is 32-bit. Let's put it in a variable. And let b equal a plus 1. So what is the value of b in your opinion? Is it a negative value or a positive value? Because this number is the largest that fits in the register. So what happens if we add 1 to it? If it were the C programming language, then an overflow would happen and the number would become a negative number. However, in Python, it is still a positive number. But notice that there is an L at the end, which indicates the type of A was an integer, but the type of B has become a long number. So this L at the end indicates that this is a large number, a long number. The long number is not the same as in C or Java. In Python, a long number can be any big. The only limitation is the size of the memory. So, in Python, you do not need to worry about overflow because the interpreter will notice the overflow and it will change the data type automatically from int to long. So, you can, for instance, calculate 2 to the power of 4096. And you have the result there. This is a long number. Now, what is the case in Python 3? In Python 3, there is no long type. There is only integer. So int and long were unified into one data type, int. But it will also notice if there is an overflow. And behind the scenes, there are also these big numbers that do not fit in a register. These numbers are larger, but they are treated as a long number in Python 2. So in Python 3, it has become transparent. You do not see the difference. But behind the scenes, there is still a distinction between normal integers and big integers. So, for instance, a equals 10, b equals 2 to the power of 4096. The type of both of them is just integer. There is no difference in Python 3. And b is a huge number, and the L is missing. So the good news is you can work with large integers, no problem. The overflow is noticed by the interpreter, and you won't have any problem with that. But keep in mind that if you work with such large numbers, then it will be slower than working with smaller integers that fit in a register. These big numbers do not fit in a register, so it is harder to work with these numbers. But you can use these big numbers just like any other integers. So you can multiply it by 2, you can add a number to it, just as if it were a normal integer. Okay. Let's see, we have already seen the if-else construction. In the if-else, we can also use else-if. Here is an example. This function receives an integer. If this number is less than zero, then it's a negative number. Else, if it's zero, then print zero. Else, if it's less than 100, less than 100, else, it is more than or equal than 100. In the different programming languages, else if has several different forms. For instance, in C and in Java, it is else if with a space. In other languages, it's else if together, or just else if without E. There is also elif and so on. So how to memorize which one to use in the case of Python? There is a very easy way. Use the version that is as long as the word else. And this is elif. This is just as long as the word else. So this is what we need to use. This is how to memorize it easily. But as you can see, it works just like in other languages. For loop, here is a list with three elements with a normal for each loop. We can loop over the elements. What if we also need the index of the elements? If you do not know this enumerate, how would you extend this normal for loop so that you also have the index values? What would you do? What's your idea? So we want to extend this somehow. We could use a counter variable. Before the for loop, counter equals zero. Then use here counter. And at the end, increment counter by one. And then we could have this result. But this is a very common pattern in Python that you also need the indexes. So that's why they came up with this enumerate. Let's see an example. So this is the normal for loop. We put it in an enumerate. And enumerate is also an iterator. And this iterator will, in each loop, it will produce a tuple whose size is 2, a two-size tuple. And the first element is the index, and the second element is the element itself. Let me show you. This is an iterator, so if we want to expand it into a list, we put it in the built-in function list, and then we have this list of tuples. Each element is a two-size tuple with the index value and with the element. 0, 1, 2. How to use it in a for loop? So it will return, it's an enumerator. Each time it returns a two-sized tuple. So here on the left side, we will use two variables. On the right side, we will have a two-sized tuple. On the left side, two variables. So it will do value unpacking. Remember the get movie info example? The same happens. It will do value unpacking. So we have the index, we have the element, and when it's executed, we have both of them. What if we want to do a listing for human beings? That is, we want to start with 1. 1, 2, and 3. There is an optional parameter for enumerate. It is called start. And you can tell where to start the numbering. Start should be 1. So it is 1, 2, 3. If you want to start at 15, start equals 15, it will be 15, 16, 17. So this is how, this is a nice and elegant way to have the index values and the elements also. It's 10 o'clock, yeah? So we can take a short pause. Are 5 minutes enough? Okay, so short pause.